welcome to episode 132 of the Chase the Red Grape podcast. I'm Jen, here with David.
Hello.
And today we are just going to sit and ponder on the fact that September has gone.
Yes.
And where the hell did it go?
Somewhere. It was there. I wrote it in a book once that it was September, and now I don't anymore.
I mean, we knew that September was a busy month, but I don't know about you, but previously in the past, September has always been quite a bit of a drag month, you know.
Yeah.
August still has the hope of good weather. October, you know, you can start thinking about, dare I say it, Christmas and, or even like Halloween and stuff like that.
Or my birthday coming.
Or his birthday coming, yep. But, you know, September has always been a bit of a drag month, but nope, not this time. It just kind of came and went.
Yeah.
So what were we doing? We just thought it would be good to kind of catch everyone up with what we've been getting on with. And so to start with, we've been doing a lot of travel. Well, I say a lot of travel.
Local travel. Relative to the world.
So we had a bit of a holiday, which is nice, for a few days. And night one, we went to Blackpool.
Viva Las Blackpool.
So I had some points that needed using up from my Emirates rewards from flying to and from Australia a couple of times. So you think you've got a lot of points, and then you see what you can get, and a night stay at the Hilton was as much as I could get with my points.
Did we get the full thing, or did we even have to put in?
No, we did have to put in £20.
The room's like 50 or 60, so.
No, the room is 90.
Oh, okay. Well, so, that was something else. Oh,
so
well,
my pint's got £70 worth of.
I always am amazed, but how often do you have to fly to get some of the things they're offering?
Oh, a lot.
But then some people do.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, so it got us a night in Blackpool, so I'm not complaining. Or a £20 night in Blackpool. So we've both been there when we were a lot younger and just had vague memories of it. And it was nice just to go back and just be like, look, this is the city that was built on just having fun.
Yeah.
And that's its whole purpose, is for people to go and be entertained.
It's like, for those that don't know Blackpool, it's just a little coastal, I suppose, beach town back in the day, where you would come out of the cities and you could have a holiday, and it was sea air and all of that. So there's piers and amusement arcades and all this kind of stuff.
Lots of British beachside fun.
Yeah, and it's going back like decades.
And you know
what?
There's parts of it that are incredible. You know, they've put a lot of money into the boardwalks and stuff like that. There's parts of it that are a bit run down and could do with a bit of sprucing up. And then there's parts of it that are exactly like you remember. Like, you walk into an amusement arcade and it's still the 2p machines and we have a family thing where we go on the one where you roll the balls up and you've got to try and get them in the hole, and the camels or the horses, like,
or the dolphins,
dolphins all move. And, you know, whenever any of our family are out and about and we find one of these machines, we always have a go and see if we can win. And, you know, it's even David. Now, everyone knows about the arcade machine where you've got the grabber. If you don't know what I mean, in Toy Story, you have the grabber machine that tries to grab the aliens.
Yeah.
And Sid manages to get a Buzz Lightyear.
The thing that's rigged and you can't win on.
David actually won.
Yeah. I'm like the one in a million. I am the unicorn of grabbers.
So, yeah, he actually won that, which was amazing. And on his first shot as well.
Yeah, I had three goes. I could have saved myself 60p. Exactly. I paid a whole pound to get three and I didn't even need them.
So you know what? We just had fun on the amusements. We went and looked at all the weird and wonderful shops. We went down several piers. We
got that ice. Went to that ice cream shop that had been open since like the 50s or something.
Yeah, it was 90 years old.
Earlier than the 50s.
Yeah. It was a 90-year-old ice cream shop. This Italian family came over from Italy, set up this ice cream shop. It's been there for 90 years. Same recipe. They do the one flavour of vanilla. And I swear to goodness, it's probably the best ice cream I've ever had.
But they do like 12 varieties of things that go with the
sundaes
that go with the vanilla ice cream. So it's like you all get vanilla ice cream, but then various things on top, around, in, at the side.
So you could go for a classic banana split or Knickerbocker glory, or you could have what David did and have like Biscoff, like that biscuit spread, the Biscoff biscuit spread. I think it's also called Lotus.
Yeah.
You had it. You had Lotus biscuit crumble, and then the ice cream, and then Biscoff spread, and then
a tiny cone at the side with just the spread on it.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Full. and they also get their milk local from a dairy, and they make their own homemade whipped cream as well. So Jen, who likes to keep, if something's a classic and it's plain as anything, but the flavors are amazing, that's all I want. So I had just the ice cream with the whipped cream and a chocolate flake, and I was in heaven.
Classic.
Absolute heaven. So yeah, we had a really good time there. And then from Blackpool, we went on to the Ribble Valley, which is about an hour's north, directly north of Manchester.
Yeah.
And Ribble Valley was absolutely stunning. Quintessential British countryside, English countryside. Yeah. You know, it was very green and lush. There were sheep everywhere, and it was just stunning. I mean, it's countryside that I've seen before, but it was different.
Yeah, I've never really seen it like that, but it was that classic. Even me growing up in the Northeast, we had bits of that with like these very small valleys, but all next to each other. So you'll have like a tiny little stream-ish, and then it'll be like, you know, 2 miles across, you'll have another one and another one, and it becomes this really hilly, bumpy, up and downy landscape, and it's really nice, and it's so green. And
we went on a walk, and it was great because the trail that we went on was one of those, you know, you're walking through farmers' fields and up tracks and through farmland, actual like farms. And
yeah, you're like literally going, excuse me, sheep, can I just get past there?
And then down by the river, and it was just beautiful. And this trail is actually called the Tolkien Trail, named after J.R.R. Tolkien, because him and his family went to visit the Ribble Valley and actually did this walk, and it was the inspiration for Middle Earth's the Shire in Middle Earth.
Yeah, various parts of it. Yeah,
and there's, you know, you can, it's really, sometimes you're like, okay, I feel like I'm Frodo, we're Frodo and Samwise Gamgee, like just walking along. Yeah. It was incredible how some of the explanations used to describe the Shire were spot on.
And what I found quite funny, as we were driving out after we had done our walk, I saw a sign for a street and I was like, oh look, Shire Lane. Like, oh, they must have named that after Tolkien. What I learned a few days afterwards is that was there when Tolkien did it. So he may have pinched the name.
Oh no, I did read he actually named the Shire after.
Ah.
Because that lane is how you start the walk. Yes. So he actually named it after the Shire. So we went down Shire Lane, which the Shire is named after. And if you've never watched Lord of the Rings in your life, you probably will not have a clue what we're on about.
The Shire is very green.
It's very green. It's very pretty. We also went to Glasgow for a night. David had some work up there.
Yep.
So I joined him and it was really weird. So for anybody who doesn't know, we lived in Glasgow for 2 years. And it was great to go back and yeah. And see the place, and but had it changed or have we changed? I think maybe we have changed.
Maybe, yeah. It was hard as well because we lived there for like 2-ish years before we went to Australia, and I still had stuff in my head of, you know, where stuff is. So like, oh, I know this city. We used to live there. We used to live in the city centre, so we knew our way around there. So we got out at the train station and I was like, right, I know where I'm going. And literally walked in the complete opposite direction and walked for about 5 minutes without realising it, because I just had forgotten all of this information about the city that used to be home for 2 years. And I found that very odd, that something that's so part of your life for so long, you just forget bits of it. That felt very odd to me.
I think you're being a bit harsh on yourself there, David, because when we came out of the station, we had limited time to check into our hotel, and we were like pounding a bit.
Yeah.
So we weren't taking our time to actually just get our bearings.
Yeah, but there were other bits that I just had totally forgotten about certain elements.
Yeah, I mean, I think because David was at work for all of the Monday and Tuesday, I spent a lot of time by myself just kind of walking around. And yeah, it felt like it had, I don't know, it's a really weird feeling because I loved our 2 years in Glasgow and I have such fond memories of it. And I don't think I was searching for those same memories because I don't know what I would have been looking for.
You know?
It wasn't like I met up with anyone or anything like that, but it just felt different.
Mm.
But I don't know if that's because the city is different or if because, you know, we are just different.
I think you can't pull the two apart.
One thing's for certain, I think I am glad that, because obviously when we were thinking about, when we knew we were moving back here, there was a thought, you know, would we move back to Glasgow? And instantly we were like, yeah, well, of course we would. If there was an opportunity there, we would move back. And now, having gone back there again, I'm glad we didn't.
I think it was good to try a new place.
Yeah, I'm glad there wasn't the opportunity to move back to Glasgow.
And I think that would have been because it would have been the easier choice, but it wouldn't have necessarily have been the right choice.
Yeah, and I think going back to Glasgow and spending time in Glasgow actually made me realise that I don't want to live in a city anymore.
And I think that would be it, because if you live in Glasgow, you live in Glasgow. You know, I would have to work in the city centre, and if you don't want to live in the city centre, you have to live further out, and then that becomes an issue with commuting and stuff. You know, to a degree, it would be like if I worked in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that kind of, you work in the big city, where do you live? You have to get quite far out before it's the city.
I think for us, having moved to a town, I'm like, yeah, no, that's right for us now. We're town people. We're not village people. We don't want a tiny little place in the sticks, but we're definitely not city people anymore.
We're townies.
Oh. So that's it for our travels. And I think because they came over different weeks, you know, we were either preparing for them or on them or...
Yeah, and a few of them we knew were coming up. Some of Glasgow was a relatively last-minute thing. But it was good to travel. I was saying to someone at work, I was like, I've not been on a proper train for like 4-ish plus years.
Well, like, because the train from Manchester to Glasgow was just over 3 hours. And that's a long time on a train. And I forgot how much train travel makes you feel so tired.
Yeah.
Really,
and we just never had to do that in Australia, because that's not how you get around places. And so I was used to inner city trains, as it were, or intra-city trains, not these big long journeys. So I think having done up to Glasgow one day and then back down from Glasgow for one day, I'm kind of done with trains for a bit.
You've just done them for a while.
Yeah.
So something else. You may have noticed on Instagram that we have some new graphics that we're testing out. So the past few episodes have had the new graphics for their kind of little episode logos. We're loving the shapes and the colours and the designs, and just kind of coming up with something that's a bit more fresh, a bit more modern. Gosh, we're coming up to 3 years of this podcast.
Yeah. Need to evolve and move.
Whoa, 3 years. It will be at the end of October.
Yeah.
Geez, we'll have to do something.
Party.
Yeah, or go out for dinner. Sorry, listeners, you can't come
you're
with
not,
us.
You're not coming.
But yeah, that's quite an achievement. But more on that when it comes. We felt like it was time for a logo update and refresh. And so we've changed some of the graphics and the logo will be changed too. So if you are a subscriber on any of our platforms, you may notice that the logo just one day will change. Don't be alarmed, it's still us. And it will be very clear that it's the Chase the Red Grape podcast, trust me. But we just wanted something a bit more us.
Yeah, and I think it's, as I say, it's always good to evolve and move on. And you've been working really hard on these and I think they look really cool.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for them changing soon. But if you want to see some of our new graphics, just head on over to Chase the Red Grape on Instagram and you will find them all there.
Yeah.
And speaking about the podcast, so we've been trying to think about what we're going to talk about in the next few episodes. And we have realised that the Did You See This podcasts are actually our favourite ones to do.
Yeah.
The reason why they're our favourite ones to do is because they're really reflective of us as a couple, because we speak a lot about current events and news stories, big and small. You know, we share memes, we share memes that make us angry, we share, you know, tweets that make us happy or, you know, that make us laugh. Just everything really random, but also some of the big stories. And we really realised that the Did You See This episodes are truly reflective of who we are and what we like to talk about between one another daily. So we really want to bring you guys in with us on that. Yeah. So for the month of October, we're going to trial every episode being Did You See This episodes and see how we go and see how we want to move from that. And it's funny because when we made that choice, I actually felt really, really excited about the month ahead.
Yeah, and I think what's quite exciting for those kind of episodes is that we don't really know what we're going to talk about until the week starts to unfold, because it is all within that week. We don't go looking for stuff from the archive of news, as it were. It's just stuff that kind of hits us, and it can be something on the TV or something online or something small, something big, and you just don't know what it's going to be. So that's quite exciting because, you know, everybody knows that you don't quite know what's going to hit you until it hits you, and that can be for good or bad reasons. You know, it can be something that I'll send to you that I'll just be like, this cracked me up, or it could be like, this drives me insane. So we just don't know what it's going to be, but we know it's going to be us, because that's what we do. We just chat about stuff, good, bad, small, big, whatever. And it's really fun bringing that to you.
Yes. And we also, as we said last week with the last Did You See This episode, you know, we want everyone to be involved too. We want you to send us stories. We want to hear what's making you happy, angry, sad, irate, ecstatic, you know, whatever. If you come across a story that you want us to talk about on the podcast, then please email it to us, chasetheredgrape@outlook.com. You know, we want to hear these stories because there's so much going on in the world, we definitely can't see everything.
Yeah, exactly. Now that would be really fun.
Hence the Did You See This?
Yeah, ask us.
And finally, just a quick update. Next month, well, this month when the podcast airs, October starts the 2020 CrossFit Open. Yes, the Open's normally in February. Yes, CrossFit have changed things, so the Open will now be in October. And yes, that means that there will have been two Opens this year.
And no, there won't be two Opens next year.
No,
it's just a recalibration.
They needed to get everything in sync with the new year, and that's how it's being started. So the 2020 Open starts in October, and drum roll.
It's a nice little drum you've got.
Thank you. We're not doing it.
Oh, big collapse.
For the first time in 6 years, we're not doing the CrossFit Open. Why? Because I just don't want to.
We don't want to. You don't have to.
You know, that's the thing. We're still going to be keeping up to date with everything that's going on. We'll still be tuning in to see what the workouts are, just as we would have been if we'd been doing them. We'll still be, well, let's face it, criticizing them or talking about them. Normally I'm trying to defend Dave Castro because I think his programming is genius, but other people are normally criticizing him. You know, I think that there's so much hoopla that goes on surrounding the Open, and I can have this barrier between that hoopla. I can have this barrier between me, the hoopla, and online.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the hoopla that you're face to face with in a gym,
Yeah.
I can't deal with that anymore.
Sorry, I'm kind of half giggling because I just keep wanting you to say hoopla. Because it's a great word. It's like that, those random words I would use. But I agree, it becomes very personal. It becomes... you are then part of this big thing, and then suddenly those words on a board, how do they affect me, and how do I feel about this, and how do I feel now about what other people are doing? And we do CrossFit week in, week out, and then suddenly this open mentality changes people, and it turns people doolally, and...
yeah,
it's just not often a good environment.
It goes from who gives a shit about your score.
Oh, you're going to have to put the explicit thing on there.
To, oh, your score means everything. Yeah. And defines who you are as a CrossFit athlete. And look, you can even see the number on the leaderboard in the whole world and see how bad you are. It's normally how bad you are. It's never how good you are.
Because the majority of normal people are going to be in the tens of thousands of the world.
You know, it's the... the politics of, you know, oh, it's so unfair that the second movement is a bar muscle up. I can't do that. Well, guess what? You've not been working on it all year. That's why you can't do that. Oh, it's so unfair there's double unders. Well, no shit. There's double unders in the open. Get over it, you know. And I think that I'm just tired of that. And I can distance myself from it online because I can just be like, they're just the crazy people online and they can say what they want. But, you know, duh. But when it's in your face, it's like... yeah.
And I think our first open was 2014, and I think back then there was this kind of logic of you would have your open moment, like something would happen, you would get your first blah or a PB or something, and that was kind of okay back then. It wasn't actually really true because you didn't always, but the problem that it is now is they're still knocking that kind of stuff out, and now we're a much more connected social media type of place. So you see what you think is everybody else in the entire world getting their first pull-up, bar muscle-up, and you didn't, so you feel like crap now.
Do you know what I think it was? It was the year they had the bar muscle-up, which was the... no, I beg your pardon. The year they had the muscle-up, and it was the first movement... so remember, you had to get a muscle up as the first movement. And a small collection of people actually did.
Yeah.
And that was where this whole your open moment came from. So that was 2015.
Yeah, it was.
I think before that, there wasn't that sense of the open moment. There wasn't even a scaled division. So if you couldn't do the RX, you just did whatever just to be a part of the gym, you know.
Yeah.
And I really got that feeling, you know. I wasn't doing RX in 2014, but I was just doing my thing with everyone else in the gym. But as soon as that open moment came with people getting those muscle ups, suddenly there was this expectation that what will be the thing that's programmed this year for it to be everyone's open moment.
Yeah. And I think that as we've done the open, we're now in our third CrossFit box. I think the first few years that we did it in Glasgow, it worked well for us timing as well, because we would do our usual Friday session would just be the open. Because of time differences, we couldn't do that in Australia, so we had to come in on a Saturday, which does really wreck your weekend, because you're doing this thing, you have to recover from it. Do you do the workout on the Friday? Do you not do it on the Monday? Blah, blah, blah. And then here, the gym... does it on the weekend as well. And I just don't want to go in on the weekend.
But that's the thing. Here, it's not the main programming for the weekend.
No.
It's additional. So you have to come in to do open gym at an additional time.
Yeah.
And it's late in the morning on a Saturday. And, you know, we like to work out first thing in the morning. So it just doesn't fit with us time-wise. It doesn't fit with us with how we like to train. And... you know, and it's got nothing against the box, because, you know, they're just not making the open a priority for their members. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
I kind of respect that, yeah.
Yeah, I really respect that, because the open, it is this crazy-ass thing. It isn't everything to do with CrossFit. CrossFit is not the CrossFit Open.
No.
CrossFit is not competition. There is a competitive element within CrossFit.
Naturally, there is, yeah.
But Glassman wants CrossFit to be... for the mass population. And then there's this little niche population that compete within CrossFit. but it's a niche and it's a small strain.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where I'm just like, you know what? It's really cool that our new box doesn't encourage absolutely everybody to do the open.
Yes.
And doesn't push it on
which
everyone.
Which is normally the case.
Because I think that, I love our new box for the fact that they don't push competition on everyone, because it's not for everyone. And nor should you feel guilty that it's not for you either.
Yeah. Like, for example, we're doing what they class as a throwdown tomorrow, but they literally go, look, this is we're going to put you in some teams, you're going to do some things. We're never writing down times or scores or anything, because it's not a competition. It's just a way for everyone to be there at the same time.
And do some stuff.
And you might get to meet some people that you don't normally see.
There's no leaderboard. There's no scoring. There's no weights that everyone has to do. There's no movements that everyone must... There's no movements that people couldn't do. So there's no pull-ups. There's no toes to bar.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, heavy X, Y, or Z. There's no double unders. You know, it's movements that everyone can do, and you can select your weight, and who gives a crap if you finish first or last.
And I'm pretty sure...
Because there'll be no record of it.
And I'm pretty sure everything is 10 minutes, and you either finish it or don't, or it's an AMRAP, so you just do what you do. High fives.
And isn't that cool? Isn't it awesome that there's a box that literally goes... The main focus is to get everyone together to do some WODs together, not for someone to win.
Yeah.
We don't need to have a winner for people to have fun.
Which is why as soon as it came up, as easy as it is in life to go, oh yeah, maybe want to do that on a weekend or whatever, we were thinking, well, hang on a minute, we've actually been talking about this for probably years now, that we'd love this kind of thing, so we have to support it.
Yeah.
We should support it, because it's what we've actually been asking for.
So yeah, that's what we're doing tomorrow.
We could do a whole podcast on this last subject probably, but there you go.
But yeah, and we'll let you know how we get on.
Yeah, but we won't know if we won.
Nope. Probably not, because no one will win.
No one will win. Everybody will win.
Everyone's
a winner.
Oh, we need participation medals.
Just being there is enough, Jen.
Just being there is enough.
Don't need to win bling.
I get you, David. Although if someone wants to bring like a tin of celebrations or like Quality Street.
Holy heck.
And hand them out at the end. They're chocolate sweets, by the way. What do people call candy? In America, they're called...
It's chocolate. Everyone knows chocolate is.
Yeah, but like, yeah, there's like, do you not remember? So I know this is going off topic, but... When we were on our honeymoon and we arrived at Atlanta Airport, and she was like, do you have any food on you? And I said, oh, I've just got some sweets in my bag. And she gave me this really like deep glare, and she was like,
I thought you were done for.
She was like, ma'am, please explain what type of sweets you have in your bag. And I just went, oh, you know, like chocolate. And she just went, oh, candy. And I was just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Come on through. And I'm like, what? And then I remember, and then I saw that like the sweets are kind of like desserts.
I've brought a pudding.
A steamed sponge.
Well, I was really like, I can't even remember the random maiden things from the Bake Off.
Oh, Maids of Honour.
Maids of Honour. I brought some of those.
Oh, jeez. But anyway, yeah, so that's the time I almost got, like, dagger eyes. Well, I did get dagger eyes from...
You nearly got arrested at the airport, in my head.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. Do you know her? No, I don't know her.
If you're in America, it's chocolate or candy. There you go.
Yeah. And then in Australia, just don't bring anything.
Yeah.
And don't go to a farm before you go.
No.
Clean your shoes. Clean behind your ears.
We're getting off topic here, David. We're going to let people go. So we'll see you all next week for another Did You See This episode. Remember, you can send us any news stories that you come across, or just stuff like memes, you know, whether they make you like happy or sad or angry. Just fire them off to chaseofourgrape@outlook.com.
And you can tag us in Instagram.
Yeah. So tag Chase the Red Grape if it's something on Instagram.
Yep.
You can just tag us. You don't need to leave an explanation. I'm sure we'll know what you mean by reading.
Yeah. Or maybe if there's something in particular that intrigued you about this subject. Yeah.
Or you can DM us if you want to do it on the sly.
I saw this thing about something that I'm too involved in, but I don't want my boss to know. So here you go on the slide.
But that's it for this week, folks. We will see you all next week for more fun chat and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.